It's the busiest day on the election calendar so far. Voters have been going to the polls in six states across the country. One of the most important Senate primaries of 2014 took place in Kentucky. That is where Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell has easily defeated a Tea Party-backed challenger today. There are a handful of other closely watched races with national political implications, including a few that could determine control of the Senate in November. NPR's Ron Elving joins us to discuss today's election action. And Ron, the marquee matchup today was in Kentucky. Senator McConnell has fended off a challenge from Matt Bevin, a businessman backed by the Tea Party. Tell us about what happened there.
Matt Bevin, the businessman you mentioned, started out this race with a true head of steam. He raised several million dollars. As you say, the Tea Party loved him because they wanted someone to run against Mitch McConnell, the ultimate symbol of insiderism in Washington for them. And he seemed to be capable of making McConnell's incumbency a negative, as other Tea Party candidates have done in the past. But the head of steam dissipated rather quickly. There are controversies about rallies that he had been to, got into a controversy about cockfighting. And, of course, Mitch McConnell went out and raised and spent more than $10 million and really used his incumbency as a positive force by emphasizing what he could do if he became the Senate Majority Leader this November.
But Senator McConnell isn't in the clear yet, even with the primary victory. The Democrats in Kentucky are very hopeful about the chances of their likely nominee to oppose him, Secretary of State Alison Lundergan Grimes. How do things look for her in November?
Right now, she is running neck and neck with Mitch McConnell in the polls, which is rather surprising given all of his status and all of his assets. But some of that is just the general lack of popularity for Mitch McConnell on both sides of the aisle. It didn't seem to hurt him in the primary, but the big question is going to be in the fall, how many of those Matt Bevin voters are disillusioned enough that they would stay home in November or possibly even vote for the Democrat Grimes?
Let's turn to another state with a competitive Senate primary today, Georgia. What's at stake there?
This is another one of those seats where the Republicans have to worry a little bit because their incumbent, Saxby Chambliss, is retiring. And, of course, there's a huge field of Republicans who would like to replace him. And in this large field, perhaps the most outsider candidate has emerged, David Perdue. He's a businessman. He's a cousin of the former governor, Sonny Perdue. And he has raised a lot of money. He's put some of his own money into the race. And he seems to outdistanced the three Republican House members who are running, including Jack Kingston, who may do well enough to finish in the top two and make it into a runoff with David Perdue. And that would be a couple of months away. But there's also a third candidate people are watching, Karen Handel, former Secretary of State. She has done surprisingly well after a slow start, and many people think she has a crack at getting into that runoff herself.
Georgia, of course, has been a comfortably Republican state in recent elections, but this year possibly different?
This year possibly different because a name from the past when the state was comfortably Democratic, Sam Nunn, multiple-term senator, has a representative, as it were, in this race, his daughter, Michelle Nunn. And she is currently in the private sector. She's been the head of the Points of Light Foundation, and she has the Democratic nomination in a walk, and she could be a formidable candidate, depending largely on how strong the Republican nominee is in November.
Okay, let's turn to Oregon, where another candidate is attracting national attention. That is Dr. Monica Webbe. What's happening there?
She is a pediatric neurosurgeon, unusual kind of a background for getting into politics, and she is in many respects that ideal blend of somebody who is politically sophisticated but doesn't have a political record with a lot of baggage. Unfortunately, she has run into a little bit of controversy lately because of a past relationship with one of her donors, which led to a complaint having been filed against her with the police a couple of years ago, but that all appears to be in the past. Her more immediate problem is a more conservative challenger on the Republican side in today's primary, and that's Jason Conger, a man with an impressive story of his own. It's called the Homeless to Harvard story because he rose from a real hardscrabble background to put himself through community colleges over a 10-year period, make it all the way to the Harvard Law School, and make it all the way into this primary today.
And the winner of that Republican primary in Oregon would face the incumbent Democratic senator from Oregon in November.
That's right. Jeff Merkley was not thought to be in any kind of trouble this year, but with these interesting Republican challengers rising, he could be in jeopardy.
Okay. Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, Robert.
It's NPR's Ron Elving on today's primary elections. In Kentucky, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is projected to win handily over his Tea Party-backed challenger.